Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone!
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder.
Hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
How you doing, Paul?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. Nikki Skates, how are we doing today?
How are we doing? How are we doing?
Skates.
Big night on the ice.
Huge night on the ice. Everyone's tied 2-2. You know what happens when you're tied 2 and you win game 5?
79%.
79%.
Win the damn series.
You fucking win the series.
I like to round up. I'll say 80.
Might as well.
I think it was 79.6.
No,
was
it? Got to round up then.
I didn't know if you were just throwing out a random number.
I mean, 80 sounds much better than 79.
It does.
Also, here, now we're talking about a B.
Also, yeah. If you're down 3-2 in a series, 20% chance to win that series doesn't sound terrible either.
Well, could be worse.
Right?
Could be worse.
It's not terrible.
Is Mitt singing?
I mean.
He went, oh.
What percentage would you give a team that was down 3-2 in a series, Mitt?
25. You got 50%.
What?
To win game one or the next game, and then 50% to win the next game. 25. I don't know.
Fucking the math checks out.
It's airtight logic.
This guy's the paw code on. That's fucking.
Jeez.
Kids in school again.
When you first said it, I was thinking, oh, it should be way higher. But now that I'm like actually thinking about
it. Was stats your best subject in school?
Yeah, I actually was a math guy. I can't read or write for shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Mitt.
Shout out stats.
Big night in the association tonight as well as the Diamond. So and anything on the pitch tomorrow?
Yeah, a few plays. Real Betis came home. Bilbao is down, though, unfortunately.
We talked about Bilbao.
I know you did walk by and make a fucking comment.
This could be on me.
Probably on Bilbao losing to fucking Granada.
Fucking very much could well be on me. Okay, so we will do the footy.
Hell yeah.
We will do the association. We will do the Diamond, but with every series being 2-2 and having 4 playoff games tonight, it only feels right to start on the ice, doesn't it?
I like that.
Does it feel right to you, Paul, to start on the ice?
Go on.
We start in Boston.
We start in Carolina.
Bruins versus 20,000 screaming Caniacs down there.
20,000 screaming Caniacs. Things will did be not packed into PNC right now.
Yeah, things did not go well. I don't like that they stole PNC from us either for their arena name.
Is it a Pittsburgh thing?
Yeah, Pittsburgh National Company.
PNC?
That's what it stands for, Pittsburgh National Company.
What's the paint? What's the paint company? PPG.
PPG.
It's good paint.
PNC Bank stand for?
I love claiming things from Pittsburgh. I don't know if we can claim PNC Bank.
Listen, I've had Pittsburgh National Corporation.
Nailed it.
I was that fucking close.
Nailed it.
So.
Oh, it's a merger of Pittsburgh National Corporation and Provident
National Corporation
in Philadelphia. Look at that, Pennsylvania coming together.
Shout out.
That is weird.
They stole Bill Cowher.
We got a big old building downtown.
Now they stole PNC.
And I've had PNC since I was 18 years old.
No way you take the Canes tonight.
There is a massive amount of Pittsburgh contingent that moves down to Carolina
because
the weather is significantly better.
And it's close. It's not too far away. You still come up and visit the kids in the summer.
Having said all that, this series is 2-2. The home team has won every game. Swayman, Gump. Gump let us know. Swayman was the move that worked out. He is good on the road, as Gump says. But boys, this series has been too close to call. I think there's only one thing to do.
Holy shit.
All rise for the honorable coin. The coin will choose between the Boston Bruins, who are +134 on the money line. They will be traveling to Carolina. They're -162 on the money line.
What?
Hats off, you fucking buffoon.
No, I'd like to. I'm not going to say it.
Copy hat.
I like Marchand goal +184.
I've made my decision on this game already.
I like those odds. Boston will be heads, Carolina will be tails. It's tails.
Coin is spoken. The coin likes the favorite, minus 162, Carolina Hurricanes.
I say the coin is wrong.
Yeah!
Give me the bees.
Woo! Hell yeah.
My line, baby.
Come on, bees.
Fuck you, coin.
You want to win?
Fuck you,
claim it in. Now, they did not look good in Carolina the first two games.
But now they have momentum and confidence.
They do have the big old Mo.
The coin. The playoffs have been going on for a few weeks now on the ice. Pokes its head out to make a pick in a 2-2 series in Carolina with 20,000 screaming Canucks, brother! Despite other people in this room on the bees, the coin has taken the Carolina Hurricanes. Money line.
Nick?
Is McAvoy playing or not?
Is fucking Swayman's in. That's all that matters.
I will ride with the coin.
Fair play.
You will ride with the coin.
Somebody has to.
Now, you could say that I am caught in the moment because Carolina has had their number this year and had their number in Carolina.
This is true. It looks like the latest.
Anti-Carolina. They also stole Jordan Staal. Yeah, fuck that organization.
It was a trade. We got Dumoulin.
Yeah, but still.
It's looking like Lindholm and McAvoy will be out.
Charles Lindholm?
Hampus and Charles McAvoy.
Hampus still with Lindholm. COVID?
Feels as if the coin does know something here.
I mean, they were out last game.
Well.
Hampus Lindholm's out?
That wasn't a coin game.
Yeah. Top two defensemen on the road. I will side with the coin. But you guys make fair arguments. And the switch to Swayman has sparked the team.
Hell yeah.
The switch to Swayman has sparked the team.
It was always
Swayman.
On to Toronto.
On to Toronto. We travel across the border.
Feed me.
I mean, the feed back and me. Forth ping-ponging of this series has been crazy.
Who won the last game?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa, because they were coming off the loss.
Correct. That was my...
So now logic says... To follow what this has gone, Toronto at home.
You're going to be gripping those sticks a little tight tonight up there?
Again, I won't do it. I will take Tampa Bay. Dogs on the road, plus 105.
Can I take...
There's no flip-flopping anymore. I think the Lightning are going to put the pedal down tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're saying the boys don't have any juice at home?
The Leafs?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I know these games have gone back and forth and they've kind of been blowouts, but last game really felt like...
Gumpy thinks they've solved and cracked Jack Campbell.
Yes, Jack Campbell is... I think he is done, my friend.
Fuck. It was always fucking Jack Campbell.
Hmm.
I mean, 126 on home ice, Mitt. That's...
I don't have a way.
What?
I don't have a way.
A way?
I don't have a way. A way that I like to go on this game.
Some would say the coin should have trotted off for this game.
Some would. Nah. Some.
I say nay. Nah.
I say nay as well.
You guys say nay. And if you two say nay, then the coin will not find its way.
No.
To this game.
It's very much.
Neither will I.
Very much on the Lightning here. Very much.
Okay. Blues in the Wild. 2-2 series going back to Minnesota.
Ooh, what happened here? -160.
Yeah, Wild are big favorites at home.
What happened? It was -140 this morning.
The Blues back end is just absolutely decimated without Krug, and he's like their main driver of offense in the back end.
Sup, Brew? He's not
Torrey Krug,
Johnny Krug.
He's not in a game. Krug, Krug's not playing.
Fucking hockey, dude.
If fucking Krug isn't playing, I'm not.
I will go with Minnesota home. It's money line.
Yeah, I'm sticking Wild money line. Fuck it.
Sorry, poll.
Do you not have a way?
Well, a poll popped up on my
Binnington
computer.
Binnington is back in though, also for St. Louis.
I mean, fucking Stanley Cup champion.
Yeah,
bitter.
Played well last game.
Still Fleury. Has Fleury played every game?
Yes.
Tough scene for Talbot. Jeez.
A lot of people were wondering if that was part of the enticement to get Fleury to come to Minnesota, is that he would start in the playoffs. And outside that one game, I think he's played pretty well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you have a way on this?
I am looking for a way. I'll take the Blues.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I like the Blues. I thought they could go on a run.
I'll take the goalie that's won a cup.
Over.
Take the goalie that's most recently won a cup.
Okay, okay. Not the one that was most recently in the finals. Or no, I guess Bennington was after that, right? Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right, Tom.
I'll be honest. Sharp. It was hard to find a way on this
game. It's very hard to find a way there. And then the last game, the Kings still putting up a great scrap.
Come on.
Going up to Edmonton. Kings are 188
Come on
the money line. Edmonton Oilers are minus 230.
Oilers, 60 minute. Come on, lad.
I'm with
Oilers
you.
Fucking wake up.
I'm with you.
You're better than this team.
Minus 140.
I am with you. 60 minute. I retract my previous statement. I cannot find a way with the Blues in Wild.
You had a way. You had
I couldn't. I wasn't. It was like when Little Red Riding Hood found a way, and it was down the wrong path.
You were forcing it.
Yeah. I'll go 60-minute on the Oilers and the Bees. Those are my ways.
I got Bruins money line, Oilers 60-minute line.
Those are my
Wild
ways.
Wild money line.
We got Canes money line, Oilers 60-minute money line, the Tampa Bay Lightning money line, and the Minnesota Wild money line.
Okay. Good luck tonight.
Good luck.
Also, shout out to the Pens last night, 3-1.
Fuck. Very impressive performance. I will say, Gumpy is pretty much the only person on the planet who saw this unfolding the way it has unfolded. People thought the Pens would have a good shot because of their advanced metrics. If you get into the whole analytics game, like the Rangers give up a lot of chances, and Shesterkin has bailed them out. If you could finally get the Shesterkin. And they have. They've gotten in front of him. They screened him. They've tipped shots past him. They've made his life uncomfortable, and he cracked. But, you know, now he's back on MSG, home ice, comfortable. Hardest game to win in the series. We'll see. We'll see what happens Wednesday night.
How do you feel about Texas hockey?
Ooh, we're in a bad spot now. Going back to Calgary.
Mm-hmm. Tough barn to play in.
Flames were flying last night. Otter made like 55 early too, saves, yeah. I think. It was 0-0, and Markstrom made a back-to-back saves on Sagan that it was kind of like, yeah. We'll see, man. We'll see.
We will still see.
Still a lot of puck left, you know?
Still is a lot of puck left.
Yeah.
We
could steal another one in Calgary.
Why not?
Just, I mean, you can't give up fucking 57 shots in three periods.
That's a lot of shots.
That is insane.
That is a lot of shots. Okay.
Tony, before we get off the ice, I just got to put this out there that I am riding with the coin. And I am also going with the Toronto Maple Leafs at minus 129.
That's very hype of you.
Who's your favorite player on the Leafs?
Nick, who's my favorite player on the Leafs?
Austin Matthews.
Yeah. Duh, dude.
Duh, dude. It's
Francis Bieber, dude.
Fucking Johnny Tavares still skating for the Blues?
Yeah. Well, apparently the skating is the issue. He's not a good skater. And
how much is left on his contract? A
couple years.
Yeah, that really hasn't worked out, huh?
He had a good start there. But, I mean, the playoff success has not happened, obviously.
Hmm.
He's the captain now, you know?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good leader.
He is a leader.
Absolutely.
Good. Good lad.
Speaking of good leaders, let's head to the association. Whew. Here we are. We're just back. Back where we started. 2-2 for both of these. What a great playoffs for fucking NBA and NHL.
Yeah.
Grizzlies Warriors was a banger last night.
It was.
Well, what happened?
Oh, we had a good basketball night last night.
Very nice in the association. It went, Stars were down 3-0. And there was like 8 minutes left. I was like, maybe fucking hang up the skates for the night. And then Sagan scored on a power play, make it 3-1. I'm like, all right, I got to fucking ride this out. And then I look over on the other TV, Warriors, Memphis you turn in at 2 a.m. on a Monday night, it's going to be a good day.
We knew 10.5 was too much there.
Yeah, it was absurd.
What a series.
Teaser hit. We were on the Celtics. Last night was good, right?
Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
Celtics looked dead.
They did.
Until they weren't. Don't piss off Big Al.
Yeah.
That's just something you don't do. I've known it. You piss off whoever you want. You don't piss off Big Al.
I was on the show yesterday and said he wouldn't hit 2 threes. He did.
Oh, yeah. That boost hit.
Yeah, it did.
I was just about to apologize to everybody for saying that Al Horford was not going to hit those threes, and I'm sorry if I talked you off the boost.
We as a show shouldn't talk you off of anything.
good point.
You just bet with your heart.
There you go.
Yeah.
And your mind. We're just here to add maybe some tidbits here and there. You don't ever doubt yourself, okay?
Timbits?
Where's my camera? Don't ever doubt yourself. You do the research. You make the bets. Yeah. Okay? If you liked Al Horford last night, should have taken him. Okay.
All right.
With that being said, Sixers at the Heat, 2.5. Lowry's out.
2.5 now?
2.5. Lowry is out.
Don't love this line.
No.
Don't love what the Heat have been doing either.
No.
I really don't love what the Sixers have been doing.
Sixers or Heat?
What do you mean?
Well, it's really just depending on James Harden if he can hit a three. Like, you heard Shams today. It's James Harden if he can hit his three or if he can't. So, like,
if the shots aren't falling.
Yeah, I think them switching up arenas is actually going to, like, be a big thing for them. So, I'm taking Heat money line. I'm wiping the points. It's minus 150. I'm just laying the juice.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and if James did make it to a club last night.
Might be better.
Could be better.
Right. He was the best in Houston when he was...
Here's what I'm going to do. Sixers have been the better team when Joel Embiid plays.
Yeah.
He was potential MVP.
Yeah.
I'll ride with him. +2.5.
All right.
Don't love it.
No. Not much to love
it. This is not one I'm going to fucking pen to somebody and send it off into your local postman.
SOS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm going to do.
Probably
wouldn't make it there in time anyways.
I'm going back to the well. Same thing I did last night.
Okay.
Give me the Sixers up to 8.5.
Okay.
Give me the Suns as a pick 'em.
Okay.
Thank you.
We do go back to Phoenix where the Suns have absolutely dominated the Mavericks.
Yes. They can't lose this game. They really can't.
I can't find a way here.
If the Suns lose this, you're hilarious. If the Suns lose this game to Gumpkin's point, they are fucking dead.
Yeah, the Suns can't lose this.
There's no way.
Suns cannot lose
this. Show this man the way.
This is Chris Paul's legacy on the line.
I feel like he is going to be fired up tonight.
Chris Paul is going to go for like 35.
That barn is a tough barn to play in.
Yes.
I am laying, with all this being said, I am laying the -6 with the Phoenix Suns. And it hurts me to say it, but I do just... Luka can't do it all by himself. I don't know.
I feel very comfortable with the teaser. I will stay with the teaser. I don't need to lay 6 points here.
You know what? If I'm going to take the Sixers, I like the Suns in their barn, I might as well tease this motherfucker too.
Join the fucking teaser party here, yep. My friend. Come on over.
Professional.
The water's fine.
Professional gambling shows have to hate us.
I mean, fucking won last night. What do you want?
What are you going to do?
Thought all we wanted was winners here.
Fucking, is there fucking...
The fucking, dude, fucking bet cash? Fucking in the green?
Hell yeah. I'm with you. Fucking tease it. Tease it away.
Tease it out.
Suns losing their barn. That's going to be tough.
Ooh, that's it. That would be the end of
the
series.
Thank you for showing me the way.
Thank you.
If the Suns go down, I am going to live bet them.
Okay. You mean like down like 12-2 start the game?
Yeah, if it's like a good line, if I see a good plus line, like I'll bet them late in the game if they're down 10.
Whoa, how late? Like 30 seconds later, or is that too late?
5 minutes after, at the 5 minute mark of the fourth quarter, I can't stand betting games. So after that, then I'm done.
Okay. So like we got 5:30 left and the Suns are down 10. We're fucking bang, bang, bang.
No. I will throw get back bets on Suns money line. Ooh.
That's fucking, hey, that's a dangerous path you're running down.
Yeah.
Goddamn maniac.
All right, that's for the association. Let's head to the diamond.
Hell yeah.
Lot of games.
Hell yeah.
Right?
Right.
Am I fucking right or am I right?
Right. That's why I said hell yeah.
Fucking, you did.
Yeah.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is Detroit up on Oakland right now?
Yeah, spanking them.
Frankie Montas.
Didn't love that.
They're playing two today. They got the next game at 4:40.
Let's play two.
Adrian Martinez versus Alex Fado. I don't think either of these guys have a start in the major leagues.
Let's play two.
So I'm going to stay away from that one.
All right.
You do anything there?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Fucking great night in Pittsburgh last night. Fucking
yeah, you guys talked me off the ace.
Pirates beat the Dodgers.
I didn't talk. I said ace is the way, dude.
Quintana Cat can roll, man.
He has been pretty good to start the year, to be honest.
Maybe you just need to get back in that Pittsburgh chart.
That is the one thing the Buccos are good at, is bringing pitchers late in their career back and a little rejuvenation.
Eating them up for some innings.
Is fucking Ray Searidge still there?
Ray Searidge is one of the best pitching coaches MLB has ever seen. So just keep that in mind. But the Pirates are $2 dogs at home against the Dodgers. You doing anything here?
No, thanks.
No thanks to me either on this one. I don't want it. Dodgers are surprisingly not hitting very well.
Hate to see it.
You do hate to see it, don't you? I know you hate to see it.
I really like seeing that team do well.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Where's in the last, because when I looked it up, what did it say, 10th?
Yes, sir.
In the last 2 weeks, the Dodgers are 26th versus right-handed pitching. So just something to look at. I'm not going to do anything with it, but you might want to. Freddy Peralta goes versus Hunter Green, the rookie who throws 103, but he has not had a great start to his career. Freddie's not been great either. So
what happened to Freddie?
I don't know.
Stud for a bit.
An absolute stud, but I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, I'm good on this one.
Reds heating up.
I would lean Reds like last night.
Yeah. Here, fucking bottom five.
Fucking Billy Woodruff.
Bottom five and fucking.
I fucking warned you.
We get a fucking Billy Woodruff. Couple home runs.
I warned you about Billy Woodruff in Cincinnati.
Carlos Carrasco and Patrick Corbin.
Oh, so, is that who's going?
Yeah, so I just found this out, so I'm doing a little bit of handicapping right now. Patrick Corbin has not been good. That's all I know from earlier, because we did know he was going.
Oh, give me the Mets.
Carrasco went 8 and gave up none in his last start. Yeah. He's only had one bad start.
Yeah.
Mets are the
Mets.
Give me
the Mets.
I will also take the Mets minus 140 there on the first five. Yeah.
9 Mets. First five money line.
Yeah, let's do this together. Thank you. Let's do this together.
9 Mets.
Fucking Carrasco. Fucking greater than symbol Corbin.
Smart.
Okay.
Smart.
Look at us.
Look at you.
Fucking on the fly.
Here we go.
Kikuchi's going against Severino, Toronto at New York.
This line shot to the moon. It was minus 140 this morning, and it is now minus 192. I don't want to lay a half, although Yankees usually kick the shit out of Kikuchi.
Sure.
I'll pass.
Last time, because I believe we were on this last time.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stay away from that, too. Something smells.
I don't know.
Something stinky there.
I don't know.
That I'm going to stay away from. Next game, we got Garrett Whitlock versus Kyle Wright. Whitlock's been really good. Kyle Wright also been very good. He is a 174.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
And has not gone less than 6 innings pitched. Whitlock has been really good. You would think that I would go no run or tie first inning, but
are you priced up?
I'm going to go with a hotter team. I'm actually going to take the Braves first five money line, minus 122. Sox have been not very good.
Well aware.
I know. I'm just saying.
Well aware.
I'm just saying. You doing anything?
No. I don't know why. Why is Whitlock's good, but he should be in our fucking bullpen.
Yeah, great.
You don't have a closer.
Great with a bullpen.
God, that's team. I'm good. No, thank you.
I don't love it. This is not my favorite.
Next game.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to talk about it.
It's not my favorite pick of the night, to say the least. Another good pitching matchup. But yeah, the tie first inning is an angle to look at there. I just didn't do it. Verlander and Joe Ryan.
Yeah.
Fucking both have been great,
yeah,
huh? What are you doing there?
Give me Astros first five money line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Minnesota first five plus a half.
Oh.
Both teams are very hot, actually. Both teams were very hot. I was going to take the dog here, whoever it was.
Ah.
And Twins have been hitting slightly better. So I'll take plus five or plus a half for Minnesota.
All right.
Baltimore and St. Louis. We don't know who's going for St. Louis yet, right?
No.
So I'm not going to pick the game.
Ah.
You picking it?
No, thank you.
No.
Good game, though.
KC in Texas, Brad Keller versus Marty Perez. What are you doing?
Give me the Royals, first five plus a half.
I was going to go with a dog there, but I decided to go under 4.5, first five.
Ooh,
Texas is 27th versus right-handed pitching, so that's good for you. KC is top 10 versus left-hand pitching, also good for the Royals. Brad Keller has a 1.74 and Marty Perez has a 2.25. Why didn't I take KC plus the? I just took the under 4.5.
There you go.
Fucking Marty Perez has been pretty good as well.
Yeah.
Was he
a
bow socket?
Yeah, it was absolutely terrible.
Pretty good so far this year.
He will start off the season looking like he can pitch, but he will fade eventually.
Cleveland and Chicago, Cal Quantrill versus Giolito. I don't want it. I don't want it.
I'm taking the Guardians first five plus a half at plus 110. Thank you very much.
Just pretty nice little number there.
I like Quantro.
Tampa goes to LA. Angels Kluber versus Reed Detmers. I am on. Maybe I'm not.
I'm on the Rays first five money line.
I thought I was too.
Detmers
I am.
Got
there it is.
Five ERA. Kluber's been decent.
Yep, Rays first five money line minus 114. Rays are number five versus left-handed pitchers. Detmers has a 5.32. Angels are number 19 versus right-handed pitching, and Kluber has a 2.36. So Rays first five. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Chicago Cubs at San Diego. Wade Miley, who has not had a start yet this year, versus Clevinger's coming off his first start. I'm not going
to
take it.
No, I'd like to see Wade do well, though. I like Wade.
Big Miley. Wade guy?
I do like Wade. He's decent for the Sox. He can either go a complete game shutout or probably give up nine in the first.
Absolutely.
There's not much in between with old Wade.
Marlins are at Arizona. Jesus Luzardo and Mad Bum's getting a start after he got tossed. First inning tie here for me.
Ooh.
Lizardo has a 3 ERA number, and cards are not cards. D-backs are 27 versus lefties. Mad Bum has a 1 ERA. I'll take the first inning tie, which is minus 130.
I'll take the D-backs first five plus a half.
Yeah, I don't see what. That's a good side to be on.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Phillies at Seattle. Aaron Nola versus Robbie Ray. What are you doing here, Paul?
I don't love it.
Yep, I'm with you.
I'm taking the Mariners first
five. Oh, I'm against you.
Yeah. What?
Why?
What?
Flexen.
Yeah.
Flexen's dead. Is Flexen dead?
What happened?
Do we have to put him out the pasture?
Don't fucking cool the Jets.
Do we have to put him out the pasture?
No country for old men with the fucking cow air compressor.
Do we What's have to put on? Flexen out the pasture?
Was it 9-0? Yeah, did I see that right?
Yeah, you did.
Philly's got a good lineup. What do you want from the guy?
That's what. Philly's number seven versus lefties.
Yeah. Ray's has not been good.
Bob Ray hasn't been great. And Nola's had two really good starts and one okay start in his last three.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Nola and the Phillies here on a short money line.
I'll stick with the fucking Mariners.
And then Colorado and San Francisco.
I'm not laying a half with fucking the way Alex Wood's been going.
I'm actually going to take the half with the Rockies.
Wow.
Here's my worry. Here's my worry. We're not talk to him. So Sensatella has a 3.75. At home, he's given up 1-1-1-2. His one road start, he gave up 5. He's on the road. Slightly concerned about it, but the Rockies are number one in the league against lefties. Wood is a lefty. I'll take the plus a half with the Rockies. Okay.
All right.
So I'm on Mets first five money line, Braves first five money line, Minnesota first five plus a half, KC and Texas first five under 4.5, Rays first five money line, D-backs and Marlins first inning tie, Philly first five money line and Rockies first five plus a half. Full slate tonight. Let's go.
Mets first five money line. Guardians first five plus a half. Mariners first five plus a half. D-backs first five plus a half. Rays first five money line. Royals first five plus a half. Astros first five money line. And Red Sox first five plus a half. Come on, boys. Fucking turn it around. Come on.
The boost is Dodgers and Angels both to win. I don't like it. NBA boost, Chris Paul to score 15 points and the Suns to win.
love that.
Plus 150. I'm going to jump on that one. Jimmy Butler to score 25 points and Joel to record 10 rebounds.
I hope the second one doesn't happen. So I'm off.
You don't want Embiid to get 10 rebounds?
No, dude. I want Miami to win.
Yeah. I'm on that Chris Paul boost, though.
Oh, I'm
all only makes on sense. Footy?
Yes, sir. What do we got here? Wednesday tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Wednesday, yes.
La Liga, I'll take Espanyol double chance at Alaves.
Okay.
Osasuna. Draw no bet versus Getafe. They have one loss in five. Getafe, one win in five. Taking Everton money line at Watford. Watford is relegated. Everton's still fighting to not get relegated. They've won two in a row. Watford has lost six straight.
Okay.
I'll take Atletico Madrid money line at Elche. And Sevilla money line at home versus Mallorca. Mallorca's lost two straight. Sevilla, one loss in five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck to everybody.
Good luck.
Whether you are on the same side as us or on another side as us, we still wish you good luck. You know?
Yeah.
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 I mean, what can I say?
What can you say?
We just want everybody to win.
There you go.
Except for the fucking Caniacs.
Need the bees.
I want them to win.
Well, what the fuck? I thought we had the coin thing. That's
just
a thing.
Found a different way.
Hold on 1 second.
You guys in the front room, you guys hate the coin.
What are you talking about?
I'm calling it how I see it. You always, Tony, you always disrespect the coin.
Tony does.
Tony comes and goes. I am a little bit unnerved with Gumpy's stance here, but he has been a staunch Bees supporter since playoffs started. It almost makes you question his loyalty to Texas hockey.
Who, me?
Yeah, it makes you wonder if the Celtics and Red Sox have bled over.
I've been fucking on the Guino's wagon, too, dude. Don't fucking try that.
I never said you weren't. I'm just, pointing out some things I've noticed.
Okay.
There's one man fucking up till 2 a.m. watching Texas Hawks.
Oh, wait.
Don't fucking tell me. Don't fucking tell me. I don't love that team.
Fucking Dinger Tuesday. We almost forgot.
Can't forget.
Which pitchers or which game did I want to go against?
Who? Anyone in the lineup against the fucking Mariners.
Oh, not jeez. Robbie Ray, dude.
It's actually not a bad call.
Bullshit.
Mariners is a tough fucking park to hit in, though.
Yeah. Safeco.
Let's go.
Doll, here we go.
Tampa? Do I want to go in Tampa? Or do I want to go with the Brewers? No, I'm going to go to the Mets.
You going Mets?
Maybe.
I'm going Aaron Judge plus 280.
Oh, against Kikuchi?
Yeah.
I don't want to take anyone in that game. May take one of the Brewers. Let's see here. What do I want? What are you taking? Oh, you already took Aaron Judge.
Judgey bomb.
You're taking Judgey, huh?
What about Dodgers?
Where's the wind blowing there?
Doyers.
What do you mean the Dodgers?
What do you fucking... You think fucking B. Wilson's going to show up?
Yeah. What are we fucking... what are we fucking talking about, dude? All right, here. I'm going to just get to it.
Oh, who's... Is Bradish? Who's
Kyle Bradish?
What's his numbers looking like?
Hits and runs. To hit a home run. Give me fucking...
What's Bradish ERA?
Fucking give me Lindor. Ooh. Plus 540.
Jeez. I'll take... why can't I get a... There's no home run lines.
Actually, maybe Starling Marte. Give me Starling Marte.
There is no home run lines for the Cardinals game for whatever reason.
Because there's no pitcher.
No, but Bradish is pitching.
No, I know, but on the other side.
Arenado. Off Bradish.
Okay. There you go.
There you go.
All right, we're good.
That's good.
We'll be back tomorrow with everything and anything. Everything and anything. Good luck to everybody tonight. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad!